Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast where we discuss queer lady films inclusively defined.
Mm-hmm.
Broadly defined.
Inclusively slash broadly.
Broadly. And today we are talking about the 2018 masterpiece.
Yes, masterpiece.
Masterpiece Theater.
Indeed.
Rafiki.
Except, not yeah. Masterpiece Theater.
Because no.
It's like British, and we can talk about colonization, but anyway.
Speaking of colonization, yes. We are talking about Rafiki today.
Yeah.
It's a movie that we've been wanting to discuss for a long time mm-hmm. and just keep not like forgetting about.
Well, it was because the first time I saw it, were you there? Did we stay together?
I was not.
No, I think I saw it, yeah. It was at Seattle International Film Festival,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
So it wasn't available for like streaming or whatever. And then we kind of forgot about it because it took freaking forever for it to be available for streaming.
Basically, it took forever for it to be available. And yeah. then we looked it up last time we were recording mm-hmm. and we're like, oh my God!
Yeah.
It's there! So, yeah, I was really excited to watch this. And I know that you had told me that it was, you know, beautiful mm-hmm. and a masterpiece, but it was also a little hard to watch,
mm-hmm.
Which I would agree with 100%.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't necessarily expect anything different
mm-hmm.
given the setting.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know a ton about... So this movie takes place in Kenya, and I don't know a ton about Kenyan politics, but it seems pretty clear that it is a very homophobic country.
Mm.
And the way that, like, homophobia in the movie, I feel like they portrayed it really well in how insidious it is and all the things. Like, it would just... It's kind of like in the 90s here where, like, people would call you gay as, like, an insult.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing that kind of thing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the friends and stuff. And then there was one guy who, well, I'm not sure their gender, but someone who was like gender non-conforming, I would say.
Yeah.
He
was getting a lot of slurs thrown mm-hmm. at him.
Yeah.
The FAG word.
Mm-hmm.
And just like being called gay in general.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was, like the character Blacksta, I think it was like his friend.
Yes.
But I forget the friend's name.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was Blacksta necessarily.
Who was insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verbally insulting.
Right.
And it's always done with Kenna, who is one of the main characters, McKenna, played by Samantha Mugatsia.
Kenna was the one with the dreads, right? Or the locks?
No, she's the one with shorter hair.
Okay.
She does have one dread in the back.
Right.
And I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name.
No, they say Kenna in the movie, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, sorry. I meant the actress's name.
Okay.
And it's basically like her friend, Blacksta, and his friend.
She hangs out with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
She definitely has like an androgynous look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she plays soccer with them. Mm-hmm. She goes to like the local food cart. Which is run by like a gossip.
Oh my gosh, the biggest gossip.
And her daughter, Mama Atim, is who runs the stand.
Yeah.
And she is like a big thorn
yep.
in Kenna's side in this whole movie. I feel like everyone has that person in their community that just doesn't know when to mind their own business
mm-hmm.
and needs to be up in everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama Atim is that person.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you brought up politics because there's a lot of, at least, like, small town grassroots Kenyan politics in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're in Nairobi. Is that correct?
Probably. Oh, you mean in the...
In the movie.
I think they are in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least that's what I read. But basically, it's like there's a mayoral campaign,
mm-hmm.
right? Essentially,
mm-hmm.
Between Kenna's father and Ziki's father.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two protagonists in the film. So it's almost like this, like, Romeo and Juliet
I was just gonna say.
kind of love story, but way better. I really enjoyed this movie. I was just talking about it with my girlfriend and how visually stunning it was. Mm-hmm.
And the music.
The music was fantastic. I loved all their color choices. Mm-hmm. And like Zeke's hair. Just like her color scheme in general. Mm-hmm. She was very like pink and blue, mm-hmm, and bright. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really cool. And yeah, Kenna also wore bright colors, but mm-hmm, it was like more muted, mm-hmm, because that's her personality. Mm-hmm. Where Zeke is, you know, more out there, yeah, and outgoing.
Mm-hmm. And Zeke has this kind of like, this kind of dreamy quality about her where she, I don't know, she like imagines big things for herself.
Yeah.
She imagines a lot of freedom for herself. And I think Zeke maybe feels a little bit more, I mean, sorry, Kenna. Kenna feels more reserved and like maybe a little bit more fearful.
Mm. I agree. Kenna's more of a like, she already has a plan and she's going to stick with that plan, mm-hmm, because it's a good plan. It's, mm-hmm, a safe plan. And basically her plan is to become a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But Tiki's like, you're so smart. You have the grades. You could become a doctor. Like, why stop at being a nurse? Mm-hmm. And not that being a nurse is a bad thing.
Yeah, no.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I think for Zeke, she doesn't let anything limit herself. Or, mm-hmm, at least in the beginning, she doesn't.
At least in the beginning. It kind of changes.
Yeah. So she's more free-spirited. You can tell that she definitely has more freedom, mm-hmm, I think, than Kenna does.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke comes from a two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are together, I believe. Yeah. And whereas Kenna's parents are divorced, mm-hmm, and there is, you know, more of a blended family element there.
Mm-hmm.
But Zeke's also rich.
Yeah.
Kenna's not.
Yeah. And a lot of times money can buy that kind of freedom.
Yeah. Or that kind of security.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the sense of being able to dream big.
Yeah. Because Zeke's able to kind of just hang out with her friends and make up dance routines.
Yeah.
And kind of get to do whatever she wants, mm-hmm, which is fine. And she doesn't have to get really good grades. Her parents care, but they don't, like, care that much.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, Zeke's mother is also, like, very much on her back a lot.
Yeah.
And is concerned about the way she presents, like, gender-wise, because her hair's so short. And
well, oh, do you mean Kenna's mom?
Yes.
Yeah. Kenna's mom, yeah.
I keep messing up their names, I'm sorry.
And is Kenna's mom sick or something? I can't tell.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think maybe.
But yeah, she does get on her appearance.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because of the hair length, but just like something about it, because I think she suspects like, oh, my daughter's queer and like that's not okay.
Yeah, she hangs out with a bunch of boys.
Mm-hmm.
She even says when she starts hanging out with Zeke, she like starts encouraging the friendship,
mm-hmm,
because she's better than her other friends like Blacksta,
mm-hmm,
because, and she essentially says because of like upward mobility.
Yeah.
Because like Zeke's father is you know, well known. He's also running for the mayoral campaign.
Mm-hmm.
She's a rich girl.
Yeah.
And like she would have more, I guess, opportunity,
mm-hmm,
with friends like that, mm-hmm, as opposed to friends like Blacksta.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, oh, that's interesting. But I think it all stems from that point of like she doesn't have any girlfriends.
Yeah.
Female girl women, yeah, friends, you know. And she just hangs out with boys all the, mm-hmm, time, which is like red flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess actually like her concern maybe comes more from gender stuff than sexuality stuff.
Yeah.
The mom. Yeah, because to just hang out with a bunch of guys is like not what a quote unquote girl or woman is supposed to do.
Yeah, and even the guys don't really see her as a girl.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but it's kind of... yeah. Like, she's allowed to play soccer with us because mm-hmm. she's a girl.
Yeah.
And it's not until Kenna's like, come on, just let the other girls play mm-hmm. that they let them play.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kenna is in this androgynous zone. And for the most part, people in the community are, like, okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't question it.
It's like don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
then it becomes... not don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, but at the same time, they have this, like, you know, we're not really going to talk about it, but we'll still talk about how you're going to make such a great wife someday.
Yeah.
And such a great mother. So they have that traditional Kenyan expectation of what a woman is supposed to be. And mm-hmm. Zeke talks about that a little bit. How she doesn't want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's yeah. true, yeah.
And she does. Because she has bigger that. Plans for herself.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be like her parents. And how do they even get together in the beginning?
Well,
they just, like, meet up, don't they?
It's like skating, I think, right? Is she just skating around?
Because
she has a skateboard.
Of course she does.
And then she sees Zeke, like, making up dance routines with her friends. And they kind of just look at each other, you know, like the lesbian look. And then somehow they just kind of start talking, I think.
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
Because her friends ripped down posters of Kenna's dad.
Yeah.
So Zeke was like, dude, that's so rude. Like, yeah. You can't do that. I'm going to go apologize. You mm-hmm. should apologize too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically they just kind of get a soda, talk about it, and become
mm-hmm.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
But of course they get a soda at Mama Team's.
Mm-hmm.
Stand, so everything goes to hell.
Yeah,
like real fast
because she's watching.
She's always watching.
Yeah. But it's a while before that happens. Like, they do get a chance to kind of build their relationship. They go out dancing together, and they hang out a bunch.
Yeah, they do a lot together mm-hmm. before anything romantic really
mm-hmm.
pops up. It's not until Zeke says, I wish this was real, or I want us to go on a real date,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, Kenna has to stop playing dumb,
yeah,
in a sense, and Zeke says, I know how you look at me, like, mm-hmm. this is not, we can't really, like, hide this anymore, yeah. We're both on the same page,
mm-hmm.
And she's still very much, like, we can do anything, we mm-hmm. can be anything.
Yeah.
And I think part of that comes from, I don't know if she's lived in Kenya all her life, but she does have a more British accent,
mm-hmm.
like her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me feels like they must have lived in London for quite a long time.
Maybe.
At some point.
Yeah.
So they're like, they travel, mm-hmm. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
And also because of her status, she's never really had something go terribly wrong for her. Mm-hmm. Or felt like her identity was being policed. Also because she is very femme. And so she's
super,
like,
femme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a straight passing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the more closer they get, the more Mama Atim is, like, on the lookout. She starts to gossip to everyone.
Yeah.
And at one point, they're at mass. And the preacher is, like, preaching this anti-gay sermon about how, like, gay marriage shouldn't even be a thing because
yeah.
it's against human nature or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, like, Zeke's trying to, like, hold Kenna's hand. And Kenna's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize, like, where you are. Like, mm-hmm. you're in your own little world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, like, their
yeah,
first
big... Yeah, she is in her own little world.
That's their first, like, big fight. She does have her head in the clouds. And mm-hmm. I would agree with Kenna. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
I know.
You're going to get us killed.
Yeah. Because it's... There's... I'm pretty sure that it's, like, illegal
it
to
is.
Have... Yeah.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Because even this movie was banned from being
Kenya.
Screened in Kenya.
Yeah.
And...
They do have sodomy laws. There's no specific rules for, like, women, to vagina owners.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sodomy is still a jailable offense. And I think in because I did a little bit of research, and up until a couple days ago, at least, it was.
Yeah, okay.
And I remember this movie being banned.
I remember, too, because then it was, like, there was something about that that made it so that it couldn't be nominated for Best Foreign Film for the Oscars or something. Mm-hmm. Like
it and had, then they let it be.
Yeah.
They let it
I
come
forget
back
what that was exactly. They did let it be screened or something like that. I don't know what that rule is. Like, if it's not screened in the country that it came from, like, it can't
I think
be
that's what
nominated.
It is.
That's a weird rule.
It is. It is odd.
The Oscars are bullshit anyway. So
right. It's like, in the end, who gives a shit?
It's like, oh, we all know who votes for this.
White people.
It's older white people. So yeah, so then there's one night where they go out into this like van that's parked.
Oh yeah. Is that whose van is it? I think it's like Kenna's little sanctuary.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's Kenna's.
It's like a place she goes.
It's like a little van.
Oh my god,
that's
it's
all
like the sweetest thing.
Overgrown.
In the world. Yeah.
And there's candles lit at that moment that they go in. And
because Kenna is kind of leaning into it at that point.
Yeah.
She's
for
like,
sure.
Yeah. She's like, okay, this is like romance. This is like a date.
Yeah.
And she takes Zeke there and they just like, oh.
They make out.
They're
I think,
so cute.
You know, they mess around a little bit.
Yeah.
But eventually.
It's that same night, I think. Or maybe
it's
maybe
the same
they go
night.
Back. No, I think it's the same night.
I think it's the same night, but basically the town finds out about them. And
I think Mama Ateen has something to do with it.
Yes, she's the instigator.
Yeah.
And
they find them in this, like, abandoned van in the bushes, like, and drag them out and start...
Literally dragging.
And, like, content warning for terrible violence and abuse. But they start, like, stoning them.
Yeah.
And beating them.
Yeah.
And then they end up in the police...
station.
How to say police office. Police station.
Yeah.
And like Zeke's parents come together.
And they're being like ridiculed in the police station too.
Yeah.
The police...
And their faces are bloody. It's horrible.
Yeah, the police is like, who are we supposed to believe is the man? Ha 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 ha.
It's so disgusting.
So, yeah, things like that where it's like even justice isn't gonna be served here because
I mean it's how much do the police really have to do with justice? Let's just
that's true.
Acknowledge that. I mean, in the U.S. or anywhere else.
Yeah. But, like, if it doesn't even... It starts off with, like, a little bit of compassion. There's a police officer, and, like, he looks like, you know, you only see his face, but he looks, like, scared. Like, oh, my God, what has happened to these girls? But by the time they get to the officer, the office... Station.
Why are we struggling with this word today?
Once they get to the station, it's like a whole different story, and they're like very much separated from each other. And that's when Zeke starts to, you know, get back to Earth and get back to reality, which is really upsetting.
I know. It's like, it is literally like this story of her having this spark beaten out of her.
Yeah.
And it's really devastating.
Absolutely. And from there, like, Kenna goes back home and Blacksta just, like, holds her.
Yeah.
Which I think is really sweet. And
he
truly loves her. Like, he wants to marry her.
Yeah.
And he always has, like, girls on the side, including Mama Ateen's daughter, who he loves. Or no, he does not love. But I think she loves him. But he loves Kenna and wants to care for her and wants... Yeah, he wants to get married to her.
Yeah.
But they just... you know, hold each other, and he's there for her. But Kenna's family, like, freaks out. She gets, like, this whole thing with the minister and, like, blessed and trying to get the gay out of her.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. whereas her dad, we haven't talked about her dad very much.
No.
He's, like, her biggest fan.
Yeah.
He picks her up from the police station, and he's totally on her side. He doesn't really care. Who she is or anything like that. But the mom is a different story. Mom wants to definitely pray away the gay.
Yeah.
And dad is like, we're going to press charges on those fucking assholes.
Yeah. I know.
Which
is pretty great.
Yeah, it's sweet to see in that, like, a person like that is running for office. You can only imagine how much he could do.
Right.
But at the same time, he also says, like, he can't do much.
Right.
How much am I going to do?
Yeah. That's why we don't get people like that in office.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the whole struggle of politics, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, what can I do about it?
Right. Yeah.
No one's going to listen to me.
Yeah.
So no one bothers.
And the people who are like, yes, you are going to listen to me, are like, they're not going to be doing the good work. That's a sweeping generalization. That's
yes, but
anyway,
still.
Caveat.
So that's like kind of Kenna's life. And then Zeke, her family's like, fuck off to London. Mm-hmm. We're getting you out of here. Which I'm like, that is probably like the worst thing you could possibly do. It's like, oh, let's send you to an even more liberal place. Yeah.
That's not how I think about it, though. I mean,
you don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, just generally, when it's like when parents send their queer kids to like a single gender school or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like boarding school or whatever. It's like, what do you think they're gonna do there? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, I mean, we see it a lot in films.
Even it's like the in Cameron Post, it's like you put a bunch of gay kids together.
Like, what do you think?
They're gonna be gay together.
They're gonna be in gay together.
Yeah,
and exactly. Lesbians with each other.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, they kind of did her a favor by sending her there.
Yeah, we don't know much about.
Not really, because they're also just like disowning her in a way.
Yeah.
Too, and like. It's just fucked up to think that your family can't accept you and, like, needs to send you away.
And I think they're, like, done with school and they're about mm-hmm. to go on to, like, post-secondary education mm-hmm. of some sort. So I guess my understanding was, like, they were just sending her away to, like, a college mm-hmm. or, you know,
yeah.
a university
mm-hmm.
to, you know, get her out of the way. And
yeah.
So.
And get her away from Kenna, I guess.
Yeah. And that's when Zeke is like, Kenna, you need to stop living in the clouds. Like, mm-hmm. there's no way that we can be together. And she tells her to stop being so naive.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, she was accused of the same thing mm-hmm. earlier.
Yeah.
And, like you said, that spark is completely
mm-hmm.
Doused.
Yeah.
And she,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, she pleads with her mom to stay. Yeah. And I think that's so sad.
It is really sad.
Because she just, it makes me think that. You know, Kenya is her home, and
mm-hmm.
even if she has traveled and lived other places, like,
yeah.
this is a place where she feels most at home,
mm-hmm.
and she's about to get shipped away.
Yeah. Also, I mean, London is, like, in England, and yes, it's a very racially diverse place, but it's also a very white supremacist place, and so... There's that whole layer to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's more quote-unquote liberal in terms of, like, queer stuff. But, I don't know, white supremacy runs deep, as we know.
Yeah, for a black,
yeah, you know, exactly.
truly African person. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
yeah. One of the, I feel like, most poignant scenes in the movie was that, like, resident gay guy, or, like, gender non-conforming
yeah.
guy. He sits
there was
next
a beautiful
to Kenna.
Moment. Yeah,
yeah,
they kind of connected.
Yeah, he sits next to Kenna mm-hmm. as she cries, and they don't say anything. They
no,
don't touch. They don't do anything.
But you can just see there. That they see each other.
Yeah,
and they understand each
They're
other.
They're sitting on the same bench, and mm-hmm. she's crying, and mm-hmm. he's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there for her without mm-hmm. saying anything.
Yeah.
And it's just so unbelievably sad.
Yeah. That I think that scene is really, like, when I was watching the theater, like, where I broke down. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
so she's sad right now.
She's so alone.
Yeah.
But
it's also nice because she's not entirely alone because he is there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, it would be better if it was better. But at mm-hmm. least there's not no one.
Yeah.
Because now Zeke's gone, too.
Yeah, and her dad is still in her corner, and mm-hmm. now she has this other man who can help
yeah.
her.
Or you
person.
Know, person.
Yeah. yeah. And from there, the movie just kind of flashes into the future,
mm-hmm.
where Kenna is a nurse mm-hmm. in the A&E, And she's working on like she's a car. She's helping Mama Atim, who's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And Mama Atim is like, fuck you. I don't want you touching me. And Kenna doesn't touch her. And she's like, okay, well, if you need help, you can call the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's like, bye. Fuck you right back. I don't want to touch you, so there.
Yeah. But it's unclear how much time has passed.
Yeah.
But basically, Mama Atim's like, you know so-and-so is back, don't you? Haven't you heard? Mm. And, like, pushing her buttons.
Yeah.
But joke's on Mama Atim, because they meet up again.
Yeah.
Which is so great.
It is.
Yeah. It's not really, like, the happiest of endings.
No. But it's also not the saddest of endings.
It's not saddest.
They didn't die. I was honestly worried that one of them, at least, was going to die when they started getting beaten.
Because I remember you were telling me, like, it's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. But you thought it was really great. So I was like, okay, no one dies. Like, come on. Sarah wouldn't think it was great if someone died.
Yeah, no.
So I was like, oh, fuck. Once that started happening, I was like, no.
I know. That's how I felt when I was watching it, too. I was like, babies. No, stop. Stop it.
My babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they... I don't know. Zeke just puts her hand on Kenna's shoulder, and they're like in a field and mm-hmm. looking over their little town of Nairobi, mm-hmm. their little area in Nairobi. Sorry, in Slopes. That's what it was.
They're
looking over Slopes, mm-hmm. Which is in Nairobi, a little area in Nairobi,
mm-hmm. Like a neighborhood.
Yeah,
yeah,
the neighborhood.
It's kind of like Carol in that way.
Where I thought so,
it's
too.
Like implied that they, you know, in one way or another,
they make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not explicit.
Yeah, it's not explicit. Mm-hmm. You don't know, but you just know that from the touch that it's real.
It's real.
But then, actually, after it ended, it got me fucked up. Because earlier in the movie, Kenna's with Blacksta after this, like, the whole beating thing happened. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, talking to him. And she imagines Zeke. And she's talking to Zeke. So that kind of... And I think it's in the same area. So it kind of made me feel like, oh, fuck. Was this real?
Oh, my God. I did not even... I think that,
like, I'm just gonna take it on face value and say it was, but part of me is like, oh fuck, what if it's not?
It is, don't worry,
it is,
it's totally real, except that it's a fictional movie, but like,
no, it haven't. Any other tidbits, book reviews, book connections?
No, I don't think I have that's disappointing. I'm disappointed in myself. I don't have any, like, I have not read much from Kenya at all. I've been to Kenya.
Really?
I was there in college for the UN conference. It was the Conference for the Framework Convention on Climate Change, Conference of the Parties to that, and then Meeting of the Parties to the Kyoto Protocol, which was, like, the predecessor to the Paris Agreement.
Climate agreement,
that was a wild time. That was a whole thing. I've been writing about it recently, but I actually went to church there too, because I was staying with this family that went to church, and they just invited me, and I went, and it was like, they weren't preaching homophobia that day. But also I was very far from out, even to myself at that point, but it was a huge church and, like, very fancy.
Ooh.
It was, like, there was a stage and, like, not bleachers, but it was, like movie theater stadium.
Yeah, stadium seating.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, it was wild. I just was, like, I'm just going to be quiet. Just going to sit.
And experience it.
And experience this and never come back. Yeah, but... that's pretty much my only connection.
Yeah. I really like this. It's mm-hmm. also important to note that most of this movie is in Swahili. Some of it is in English, but it's kind of a mix.
Swahili is so interesting because it's like everyone's second language. Because there's, well, not everyone, but like there's so many tribal languages. And Swahili was like kind of invented to be the language that like people communicated between tribes.
Like the pidgin version of it.
Yeah, or... exactly.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of, as far as languages go, it's like pretty easy to learn. Oh. Not that I speak it.
Yeah.
I learned some stuff, but I forgot most of it.
Apparently Rafiki means friend.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
It is interesting.
Also, have fun Google searching Rafiki. Because you'll just get the monkey from The Lion King.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Which I was like,
wow. I was like, what do you mean Googling Rafiki? Like,
what a great name for that character in The Lion King.
Yeah, oh, The Lion King. That's also some white gaze shit. I feel like.
G-A-Z-E?
Yeah. Yes, sorry, I do need to clarify that. Yeah, it's not
one's
it's
good.
Not gay in the gay sense. It's gaze.
As in sight.
As in sight, as in stare, as in voyeurism.
Voyeurism.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah.
Anyway.
In general, I really liked this movie. It's directed by Wanuri Kaihu. And there's a couple of interviews with her online. Ooh. There's one that I was just watching before this through GLAAD.
Oh, cool.
And basically she said she wanted to start off with a love story.
Mm-hmm.
And she based this whole movie on a short story, which is called The Jambula Tree by Monica Arachdinieko.
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm mad at myself that I didn't know this. Anyway, keep going.
But the way that she said it in the interview, I didn't watch the whole thing. But basically she said, we don't see a lot of love stories, us Kenyans.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if she just meant, or like, she said from Kenya. We don't see a lot of our love stories or something like that. So I'm not sure if she is queer as well.
Right.
But the fact that she wanted to make this love story, mm-hmm. and knowing full well that it was probably going to be banned mm-hmm. in the country in which it was made, says a lot, and she's extremely brave.
Mm-hmm. And so are the actors.
For sure.
I think at least one of the actors is queer.
I don't know. Perhaps
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think I read that somewhere a while ago, so don't quote me on that. But
yeah. And again, apologies for probably butchering their names, but Samantha Mugatsia and Sheila Muniva.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah. Well, they were very good actors.
Extremely. Yeah. And, like, their chemistry is, like, so good. They can truly, like, sell the look, you know?
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I highly recommend this movie.
I do, too. With the caveat of, like, homophobic violence.
Yeah. And... I was just going to say, there is a part where it's bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was fantastic, and I'm so happy I finally got to see it.
Yeah, I'm happy you did, too.
Everything about this movie made me... Not everything. Psych. Most things about this movie made me smile,
mm-hmm.
but how bright it was.
Like, it was very bright, visually bright.
Visually bright. Mm-hmm. There's one scene where they go to like a blacklight party.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god.
That was a cool scene.
So it's just like something about it is like so visually pleasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course.
And the setting is really cool too. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course the ladies are.
Yes.
Aces. They're so cute. I have a crush on everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any final thoughts?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you like this movie and have any other recommendations that are similar to it, any African country type related films, we'd love to know about them so we can hopefully watch them. You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
And you can find us on Twitter at galpalswatch.
And Instagram at galpalswatch.
Consistent.
Yeah, we did it.
Thanks for listening.
And keep it hella gay.